Well, I'm here today at a vigil at Stockwell Station after the what I would call the extrajudicial execution of a young man, and I feel it's really important that people start calming down a bit about what's going on. That we can't have police in this country prepared to shoot without any provocation someone that they suspect of anything. That they need to like be a lot more careful about how they respond to the bombings which have taken place. Clearly they don't know what's going on, and it's made them extremely jumpy, and I think that it's of great danger to all the people of this country if we allow our police to get away with shooting people dead.
It's disgusting that this boy has been killed by the cops. There's absolutely no excuse for shooting him. It just shows how dangerous it is for, you know, anyone who's non-white, basically, to walk the streets. Anyone can just be shot for the sake of it by the cops. They're fucking trigger happy. It's disgusting.
Well, I'm here because I want to commemorate the Brazilian who was murdered in shoot to kill, as so many Irish people have been murdered in shoot to kill. And so I feel that this is the appropriate way for all communities to stand together.
I'm just here because the police shot somebody who was innocent and didn't seem to ask any questions, and I think it's shocking and we should be angry about it.
Well, I heard about this vigil today on London Indymedia, so I've just come down to pay my respects, and I think there's a lot of questions to be answered by the police about this, about the surveillance of the house, why the man was allowed to come to Stockwell Station, why it was necessary to shoot him with five bullets when he was already held down and restrained. It sounds to me like they've executed him. So I've just come down to express my solidarity with the people and see what we do from here.
Now, I'm very sad, you know, if frightened as well, because, you know, the police are shooting the innocent people, and they could be anyone, and even me. And we are Brazilian, we are so mixed race, and we look Palestinian and Muslim, but it doesn't matter because, you know, the police have to be sure who they are being shot. And, you know, I'm very, very sad. Not because I'm Brazilian. Yeah, I'm sad because we lost for our community. But I'm lost for everybody else because now we cannot be sure if we are safe in the street or in the station anymore. Not just because of the, for the bombers. How can I say? Terrorists. But also for the police, we're not sure if we're safe anymore. We cannot carry bags, we cannot carry anything because we'd be suspicious about them. Sorry, that's it. I could explain better.
I just came down to the vigil because I was really shocked to learn that the cops had shot someone who didn't have anything to do with anything at all. I mean, it was pretty shocking that they shot someone just out of hand on the tube anyways, but when you find out that it was just a normal guy, probably on his way to work or something like that.
If you have an intelligence service, if you have an apparatus which is supposed to be finding people who do present a genuine threat to the public or are going to carry out attacks, then your intelligence should be sound. Your intelligence should be based on facts. It should be based on research. It shouldn't be based on what this looked like. To be, who knows what it's based on? An innocent man has had five bullets pumped into his head on the underground. You know, the police have a job to do and they're not doing it properly, and, you know, at the end of the day, the responsibility, you know, for, I think, for the reason that we're facing these kind of attacks and this kind of terror, which is now, you know, police terror too, is because of the war in Iraq, it's because of British foreign policy in the Middle East, it's about this government, it's about this system.
Blame Blair. Mm-hmm. That's my only statement. Tony Blair's led to this. His genocidal policies has brought this about. So what more can I say?
We're all living in fear because of him and because of his foreign policy. And I'm just terrified and I'm horrified, and I absolutely hate what Tony Blair has done to Britain. He's turned it into worse than a police state. You know, it is a terrorist regime now. We're all living in terror because of what he's done. He's invaded other countries. Of course they hate us. You know, I hate him. He himself cannot go anywhere now. He can't mix with the people because he's afraid for his life. And quite frankly, if I was left in a room with him, I'd throttle him. And I'm absolutely horrified at what's happened to this poor young Brazilian boy. You know, I've actually been crying over it because he reminds me of my son. That could have been my son running for a tube. 4 men or 8 men running after him. Of course he'd be scared. Of course he'd run faster. Of course he wouldn't stop. They had guns. You know, why would he stop? Why would you stop if 4 strange men were running after you in Stockwell with guns? You'd run onto the train hoping to get away. And they killed him. You know, it's murder. And I'll be waiting with great interest to see what happens to the policeman who killed the boy. Because this has got to stop. We're descending into madness in Britain because of Tony Blair, because of what he's done. Look at the police. I'm sure they hate it. They're the paid idiots. It might be my son next. I said to him, don't run for the tube, Johnny. My son's got dark skin. You know, it's a racist policy of shooting dark-skinned people. It doesn't matter if you're from Iraq, from Pakistan, now Brazil. Just don't run for the tube.
Permission to record anything.
Oh, please. Permission to kill people, too. Why shouldn't we get angry? Why shouldn't we get angry and wound up? Of course we should. That's what's wrong with us. We must get angry.